Welcome to FAW Radio. We're here at St George's Park after two home nations friendlies for Wales' under-15s. Matthew Clement, the coach, joins me. Matt, you said before these two games the experience was the important thing. And what is it that you take away from the experience of these two games?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the experience of where international football is, the standard of international football, and can we compete at international football? And I think over the two games, we've showed that the girls can apply the Welsh way principles on how we like to play, and that can be applied to international football. And I think the girls can be very proud of that.
And it's important to sort of stress as well at this level, you know, it's not the results that you're looking for. It's the progression and development. And what sort of aspects of the last two games have really impressed you in terms of the way you've moved forward as a team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people do look at results. For us, it's about our key performance indicators, the Welsh way principles. So the key focus areas was build up play and how we defend within a mid block. And I'm very proud of how the girls built up play from the keeper, created 2v1s against the number 9 and against the wingers. I thought they'd done that very well in the mid block. There was no gaps between the units, which is fantastic. No teams played through us or around us, which they can be very proud that we didn't concede from open play.
And obviously your next camp's in December. There's time to reflect now. Is there certain things, has this informed your process going forward, or is it just, are you on track, so to speak?
Yeah, I think we are on track. You know, our flagship is the Bob Doherty tournament, and we are the current winners of it, the current holders of the cup. So, you know, we always look to compete in that. So this is a starting point for us, the first camp for a lot of players. So we can see where they are, and we think they're in a good place to go on and progress. So what we do, we'll watch the games back. We'll give the players individual clips. So we look at clips ourselves as well, and we look at what we were doing well, what we weren't doing well, what the girls can work on. We'll work with the clubs and within our weekly regionals, put sessions in place where they can prove the technical aspects and the tactical aspects of what we want, and communicate with clubs on the individual development of players, where if a certain player needs to work on something, we now support that with a club. So it's a good starting point for us, looking at individual development and team and unit development for where we want to go throughout the year.
And you've obviously got fixtures coming up in February. How far do you think this group will have progressed in that time? You know, because obviously there's not many games between then or anything like that. But it's a big amount of time for these players to go away and think about what they've learned.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a long time, and I suppose with national teams, that's always the hard part, is you don't get week in, week out. We are very lucky that we started a weekly regional program, with a lot of the players within Wales will come in weekly, so we can support them there. I go out and I watch matches so I can see where the players involved with us are playing, how they're doing. And I talk to their clubs and work on that support, which has been key for us. But I think it is a long time. And I think within that, it gives us two camps, December and January. So it's a fantastic opportunity for us to now nail down our key performance indicators and the Welsh way principles. So we'll see where we are in December, and we'll try and add to what we're doing. And again in January. So hopefully by February, we'll have a good model where the girls can compete at the highest level.
And just finally, do you have a message for your players? Obviously, who've competed here and the ones that are looking to come back in. It's going to be very competitive trying to get into the squad coming February.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we are a couple of players short. You know, we knew that coming year, but it was great to give some players the experience. I think the message is to keep looking to develop themselves, keep looking to be the best they can be, you know, watch more football matches. You know, and look at players in their position, what their good attributes are, and try and develop that. I think that's the key, is to continually challenge themselves and develop and continue with the work rate they got, which has got to be 110% all the time.
Thank you very much, Pat.
No problem.
Cheers.
Thank you. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's great, man. Yeah. It's brilliant.